Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram, Ask Adam Torres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so I have Jillian Ward on the line, and she's a pre-sales solutions architect over at Soul Machines. Jillian, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about artificial intelligence-powered digital humans. So that's a big deal. I'm excited to get into this and what that even looks like for the audience that haven't heard of it yet. This is new to me. I know a little tad, but I'm excited to go further. But before we get into all that, let's just talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Soul Machine. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Absolutely. I know it can be an unfamiliar topic to many, so I'll take a step back here. Soul Machines, as you said, creates AI-powered digital humans. So we have the world's first autonomous animation engine and leading-edge AGI research. So it's really new in the field. It's especially relevant right now, given that COVID has increased the need for contactless and digital capabilities. So our clients, they get to be early adopters ahead of their peers and really responding to the pandemic at hand. It differentiates them in this experience economy that's hyper-focused on improving customer experience, which we are able to make personalized, humanized, and yet scalable. I'm also really excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was going to ask something.
No, go ahead. I was just thinking that's awesome. Okay. Go ahead. Continue, please.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And one thing I'm particularly excited about, which I was just going to add, is this potential to democratize different resources and present access to a wider array of individuals. So one of our digital humans that we recently created, her name is Florence, and it was for the World Health Organization, encouraging people to quit tobacco usage and providing information around COVID, because there's a lot of different and sometimes inaccurate information being presented right now. So the program is being piloted in Jordan, and I'm really eager for it to expand globally. But it's cool things like this and recreating even Will.i.am. You can look at our website to see that. So as we're growing our partnerships commercially and people are learning more about AI and what it means to have digital humans. And we're just at the cusp of these possibilities, but I think those two, especially with the World Health Organization, allows it to be a little bit more real for some of your audience.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And what I like about this is that, obviously it has the mission-driven component, which we're obviously big at over here at Mission Matters, but it also has like many potential business applications. Like as you're saying that, like my mind's racing. Like what kind of niches or things is Soul Machine either working on or exploring within the business application size of things?
Great question. So we are really looking to grow commercially. We have partnerships with some of the largest banks as well as within the consumer product industry, so CPG. We're really agnostic to those verticals, and we're applicable in a lot of different use cases in a lot of different businesses. So we're finding ways to make these experiences really emotional and really empathetic. So if you have debt collection, for example, or if you want a financial advisor, that's scalable. If you want to sell a product and have something that is maybe difficult to talk about. So one of our public digital humans with P&G, with their SK-II skincare brand in Japan, it's difficult sometimes for people to talk about wrinkles or pimples. And there's so many products to explore. So talking with Yumi, that digital assistant, that personalized skincare brand advocate can really help them find the best fit for them and find their skincare regimen.
Wow, that's awesome, and I get it. So it makes a lot of sense, because especially when you mentioned like the COVID, the contactless, all these other things.
Exactly.
Like, we're always looking for different ways to connect with our audience, and the more human or the better we can make that feel or that experience, like the more emotion we can draw out of and make that connection with our clients or potential clients or prospects or whatever you want to say, just our humans, right? We're human, they're human. Like,
yeah.
It's just cool to me. It makes perfect
that's
sense.
That's exactly right.
So what do you see as kind of this, the next evolution in using these AI-powered digital humans? Because obviously this is a burgeoning, just infant industry, and I think this is going to look, so let's fantasize for a moment or two. Like, what do you think this looks like going forward? With no crystal ball, I'm not putting you on the hook for this, but like, what do you think this could turn into? Because it's just, my mind's racing, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much of that kind of futuristic technology component, especially as other emerging technologies are growing as well. So you think about like autonomous vehicles and that kind of industry that is also really burgeoning and has lots of potential. And as you think about your car that is self-driving, are you going to want a digital assistant in there to talk to you about where you could go, to talk to you about what they see as they're driving? Helping you kind of plan out your day and your next step in terms of, the lunch spot that you want to pop in at, or stopping by a friend that's nearby that you totally forgot lives nearby. So, you know, I think the applications in terms of combinations of different technologies is really interesting. And then I also just think the idea that the market's coming towards us, the idea that this is becoming more prevalent and more businesses can take on this type of technology is really interesting. The more that people become comfortable with it, the more that it's accessible, the more you'll see it pervade our life.
So I know there's some people listening right now and they're excited about this. They're like, wow, this is really cool. But is it a right fit for me, or does it make sense? I mean, what are the types, and use some big names, right? Like World Health, Will.i.am. I mean, use some really big names. Is this currently a enterprise only solution, or is there like room for middle market, or are small businesses able to access it? I mean, tell us a little bit more about functionality and at this stage of the process, like who Soul Machines and work with Soul Machines is appropriate for.
Yeah, great question. I would say the whole range. We've just expanded our packages. We first were really targeting those larger enterprises, but we have found it to be applicable for even small to medium sized businesses. So we've updated our packages, and we do offer something that is kind of an explorer package for those smaller businesses. And then for these businesses and enterprises, they're having the, you know, everyday customer, their users interact with these digital humans. So you are going to have an opportunity to interact with them. And even in the future, potentially you could have your own. Potentially, you know, there's so many options. It's the art of the possible. It's the only thing that's kind of in our way is, yes, the technical standpoint, but also kind of the limitations of our imagination. And I think the way that we're growing this technology is to be broadly applicable.
Wow. Is it wrong of me that I want to be a digitally powered human right now? Like, I want one now. Like, I want one. It's like...
Not at all.
I just want one. Like, I want to be one too. This is cool. Like, when people go to my website, I want to pop up as a digitally powered human, and I want to be like, hey, what's going on? And talk to them. That would be so cool. just a little podcaster in LA's dream. You know, we all have dreams. It's okay. So, Jillian, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Soul Machines, they want to connect to learn more about working with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to follow up and to do that?
Absolutely. So if you're looking to invest in AI or partner with us, you can reach out on our website, or you can contact me on LinkedIn. Even if you're just an individual curious about what we do, I'm always happy to chat. So those are kind of the best two methods.
Fantastic. And full name, Jillian Ward, and we will backlink your LinkedIn on the show notes of this. So anybody listening, obviously you can just type in Jillian Ward or Soul Machines and she pops right up on LinkedIn, or you can just click on that little link that we're going to have in the show notes that'll go on Jillian's name that will hyperlink and take you right to her profile. Definitely reach out because Soul Machines is doing some really cool stuff. So Jillian, again, really appreciate you coming on the show today, and I can't wait to have my own digitally powered human and AI guy just hanging out with me. That's right. Not weird, but I want it. I don't care. Into the audience, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Jillian, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.